Yeah, talking about liquidiv.com, promo code Nooners at checkout. You see us drinking it on the show every single day. Where would we be, Japes, without Liquid IV in our lives?
Dehydrated, we'd have headaches, we'd be tired, yeah. Exhausted.
Yep.
Not be able to get through the day, get through work, we'd be sick all the time.
I'd be hungover. Every single day. Love the Liquid IV. Liquid IV hydrates you with benefits like electrolytes, essential vitamins, and clinically tested nutrients with 3 times the electrolytes of the leading sports drinks out there, plus 8 vitamins and nutrients in a single stick. It's clear why Liquid IV is the number one powdered hydration brand in America. It's just a little tiny stick full of powder. Pop it in 16 ounces of water. You're good to go. What you reckon, Jabes? Double or triple hydrated?
I would say double.
Oh, I'd say triple.
What?
Nay, I'll say triple today. Huge fan of Liquid IV. Turn your ordinary water into extraordinary hydration. With Liquid IV, get 20% off your first order of Liquid IV when you go to liquidiv.com and use the code Nooners at checkout. That's 20% off your first order when you shop Better Hydration today using promo code Nooners at liquidiv.com. Yeah, talking about Tecovas. Love Tecovas boots. Some of my favorites here. This upcoming concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop for the best in Western style. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring and summer, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Stop by your local Tecovas store today, have a complimentary drink or two, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. Many stores even have leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. And with regular live music and events, there's no in-store experience like it. If you can't make it out to a store, visit Tecovas.com. That's Tecovas.com. They offer free shipping on all boots, as well as free returns and exchanges. And they ship right to your door. Go to Tecovas.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Ross Patterson Revolution! Brought to you by GhostBed.com. Yeah, JBs! Let's go, JBs! Got a bingo, bango, bango show today!
We do.
It's Little Friday.
I know, I'm so excited.
I didn't even know it was Thursday today.
You didn't?
Nope, sure did not. And I got an invoice this morning, and I was like, oh, shit. That's on Friday, huh? Okay, great. Sure.
Yeah.
Sure. I was like, today's... They were like, yeah, it's tomorrow. I was like, oh, is it Thursday? Didn't know. Every day seems the same here. I've found, me personally, that I say the word God damn it probably 30 times a day. And I know all 30 times specifically.
Mm-hmm.
Every time I step outside.
Oh, yeah. Just, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, God damn it. Why is it so hot?
Oh, because of the heat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I need to stop doing that. I need to stop doing that. Ran into somebody who was super Christian, and they were like, "Whoa,
yeah."
It was another parent, and I was like, "God damn, it's hot out here." And then we got into the backstory, and he was just like, "Oh yeah, I was raised at this Christian thing, and then these Christians." I was like, "Oh boy, I just cursed your God, and I just met you. I'm sorry. I apologize."
Yeah, you do definitely need to, I think, read the room more here than other places.
Texas, you mean?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Why is that?
Because you literally never know.
It is like a, I'll say this. It's becoming like a melting pot here. Very, very similar to Atlanta. Because I grew up in Georgia most of my life. Mm-hmm. And Atlanta was the same way, where there were so many jobs there that everybody just kind of moved there from all over. Nobody was really from Georgia at a certain point, where you're just like, okay, cool.
Sure.
And I feel like that's Austin.
I always assume, especially out here, mm-hmm. or you know, parents that I meet or whatever, I always assume that they probably are, and I let them tell me if they're not.
Tell you what?
Like, if they're not, like, super Christian or go to church or whatever, like, into that. So, I assume...
Really?
Yeah. And it's worked out well for me.
Okay. We don't have that many churches around us, except for the one that we bought. But that was Pentecostal, and obviously there were snakes in here.
There's a lot of people, like, let's just say in our neighborhood on that street.
Mm.
Like, the friends that we have that are, like, good friends that we're becoming good friends with,
sure.
they're heathens. And they say that because everyone else is a little bit more religious.
Gotcha. So, and I don't mind it. Whatever helps get you through the day, I don't give a shit.
Right. But it is nice to kind of maybe curb certain things.
Yeah. Yeah. Mine was more just related to the heat, where I was just oh my God.
Sure.
But I find myself saying that every single day, and I was just like, yeah. All right, sweet.
Yeah.
One thing I wanted to clear up at the top of the show, I got a bunch of DMs about the Serena Williams thing last episode. And they were like, yeah, she looks like a dude and everything else. So the thing that we worked on was we actually shot that Gatorade campaign in our production company. Mm-hmm. It was her, Peyton Manning. It was big. It was like maybe, I don't know, 2010-ish, somewhere in there. And it was huge. She was only on it one day. It's just a bunch of green screen shit and everything else. She doesn't look like a dude in real life. She's got like a very pretty face and like huge tits that it almost hides like the rest of her body, almost. But her arms, bigger than mine, mm-hmm. and I've got some guns on me, son. I mean, I've got some guns. Mm-hmm. And her legs were bigger than Delco's. And let's face it, that guy's deadlifting, what, 475? What are you deadlifting these days, hombre?
We're not going that heavy these days.
Okay.
We're accepting that we're older.
All right.
And we're being responsible.
Great for it. Look at that. Good
They're
for you.
So not old.
Good for you. And the other thing
I
want to mention about her is she is unbelievably nice, to the point where it's like an introvert. She was super shy and all that stuff. So she's a very nice person. And if you could take steroids to be the best in the world, I would do the same thing. So it's not like I'm faulting you at all. Mm-hmm. And then somebody else had reminded me that Rogan a couple years ago went scorched earth on it, was just like, she's definitely on steroids. And I was like, oh yeah, yeah, I remember that episode.
Giorgio just rolled in.
If Dan is accepting his elderly age, does that make me the youngest person who works here?
I think
right?
What is the age difference there between you guys?
What do we got?
At least genetically youngest.
Yeah, yeah, because you don't accept
right.
your age, which
right.
you shouldn't.
Like,
you need to be like, I'm fucking young, dude. Yeah. Life is long.
24 and a half, maybe?
oh.
Like mentally on the inside?
24 and a half? Okay.
And that's generous. And that's generous. But, yeah, you guys, don't go down that road yet. Believe me.
Of what?
Of I'm old. You're so not.
No. I don't feel old. So it's, you know, it depends on how you feel and everything else that you've gone through in life. Like, I didn't go through war. I didn't go through Iraq and all that other shit. I do think there is something to you, both you and Dan Holloway, say the same thing about plastics and water and the shit that's in our system mm-hmm. and how it has changed. There's I think it's called Vintage Frat, but they've been just showing like videos of students from the 90s.
Yep.
And they all look like they're 35 years old. And that's what I miss. Like, I love that. Mm-hmm. That's what I loved about teen movies and all that other shit. Like,
sure.
I thought it was fun. And then now they all look like little tiny babies.
Right.
And it's super creepy where you're just like, all right, sweet.
Yeah.
But as far as the workout goes, do you guys go to 24-hour fitness?
No, I go to Lifetime.
Oh, you go to Lifetime. Okay. I'm a Gold's guy here. Only it's right next to the office now. So mm-hmm. I'm more of a convenience guy. Back in Wilmington, the only thing that was close to the house was Planet Fitness.
Lunk alarm.
Small town.
I get fucking triggered I drive by a Planet Fitness. Those
small
colors,
town.
If I see those colors anywhere, I get triggered.
Judgment free zone.
Yeah.
Planet Fitness is
the purple and yellow gets you.
An absolute nightmare.
It's 10 bucks a month. It's good for people that just want to start.
They have pizza out on Monday.
And Bagel Fridays or whatever.
Yep, they sure do.
It's sure absolutely ridiculous.
Yeah. But if you're in a small town and that's your only option, then hey, nothing you can really do about
that. Walk past the pizza table.
Exactly. You got to walk past the pizza table or just don't go on the first Monday of every month. But I like the Golds that I'm at. I've worked out at a couple 24-hour fitnesses. Was really shocked to see that there was a shooting at a 24-hour fitness in Brentwood, California. Which
you know what they were probably
rich.
Mad about? Is that it wasn't open 24 hours. And like, I never understood that.
Yeah. Lifetime used to actually be 24 hours. And they're like, after COVID, they're like, nah.
Nah.
But
good. 24 good, yeah.
hour fitness actually never was 24 hours.
Not once. In every city that I've traveled to like try to work
maybe
out.
Maybe in bigger cities. But yeah. like anyone that I had ever gone to, like closed at 10.
Well, Ross, sure. Nobody wants to work.
Nobody wants to work. It's true. And everybody's gotten so lazy. There's one gym here that you just put a key in. You have a fob and you can just show up whenever you want.
Anytime Fitness?
I like
is that what it is?
I like that. Okay. I would go with that over Planet Fitness any that's, fucking day.
That's how a lot of people manage to be like upscale homeless.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh, shit. Oh, maybe yeah, I don't yeah, want to yeah. go in there. Maybe that's scary, right?
Yeah, they like sleep in their car, maybe, but they shower there, get their stuff, you know, yep. refill the water bottle.
We had a few of those when I was working at Lifetime front desk. I know there was at least three people that lived there because it was 24 hours at the time.
Okay. Weird. Yeah. It makes sense, though, because you can go any time of night, just sit in the parking lot, kind of do your shit, and probably use their internet, one would imagine. But this Anytime Fitness thing, the first thing I... Or what is it?
24-hour
fitness. The first thing I had said to you was I was like, man, that's weird in Brentwood. And you were yeah. like, well, it's close to a bad area.
Well, Brentwood, yeah, is bordered by a couple. Ones you maybe know.
Why don't you tell the audience?
And Inglewood. I don't know if you've heard of it. Compton. Huh?
Without any information.
R.I.P. Nipsey Hussle.
I'm going to guess what happened, right?
Okay, go ahead.
Ooh, please.
I haven't heard anything about this, but I'm imagining... Something went down on the basketball court.
That's exactly what happened.
That's
exactly what happened. Something had, like, they got in an argument on a basketball court, and then it escalated outside. Somebody fucking popped the trunk.
It's the only place that fights happen at any gym is the basketball
court. Is the basketball court. Yeah, because inside, I mean, how does that go down? Unless there's literally no one else in there. But
so what happened is a fight broke out of the basketball court and then continued into the parking lot. One mm-hmm. man died and three others were shot and reportedly took themselves to the hospital. So that's fun.
So, yeah.
Police said 5:21 a.m. That's weird. Yeah. So if it's basketball, it's basketball. I've gone. Have you played basketball at any of these places, by the way?
Lifetime.
Yeah. Yeah. Same. There was a place in Hollywood that was super trendy for a while. The Y. Did you ever go to the Y in Hollywood?
The Y was trendy?
Yeah. It was between like, it was right next to Highland, right in there, but it was on a side street just south of Hollywood Boulevard.
No, probably not.
Anyways, it was a big trendy celebrity thing, and then you would show up and play basketball. Like, nobody would really work out. You would just go and play basketball there. And
To see and be seen, huh?
Well, people thought, like DiCaprio and those guys, that they were really good at basketball. And everybody just gassed them up, and it was just like, no, dude, you're DiCaprio. Nobody wants to guard you and feel bad. Yeah. Like, nobody wants to feel bad. They're same like, with Sandler.
They let him shoot, and they're like, good, wow, buddy.
Yay.
Brother, yeah. right? They just want to, like, high-five him.
Yeah. And then it kind of stepped up and escalated, and then there was fights all the time. Mm-hmm. And then that ended, right? So the same thing, I'm assuming, happened there, and that's kind of it. Why any adult male... needs to fight at a basketball court inside a gym doesn't really make sense to me at this age anymore.
No.
Because let's face it, kids under 18 aren't playing there. This is grown-ups. This is grown men who are playing basketball against each other. You're not good anymore. We're all not good anymore at basketball. We're not going to the league. We're not going to G League. There's no scouts there. There's no need
you know what it
to
is?
Get into a fight there.
You know what happens?
What's that?
It happens every time. It's guys... who don't regularly play basketball that just want to do it for cardio.
Uh-huh.
And they're guarding you face-to-face the entire court. They're actually playing defense on you. They're
aggro.
You know, they're just like, they're hacking the shit out of you. They're calling their own fouls. It just like kind of, it builds up, right?
Yeah.
Like I've been in, I don't know, like 9 or 10 fist fights in my life. Half of them have been on basketball court.
Yeah, that's a fair assumption for sure. For sure.
Well, how old were you for the last one?
Me?
No.
Oh,
I remember the last. I remember the last age I was in a fight at a basketball court, though.
Like college.
Okay. Yeah, I was gonna say.
Now, does your basketball court fight include the Final Four game against Florida? Because you were basketball court adjacent.
No.
Okay.
I'm not counting that one. That was in 2008, and that was when me and my dad got arrested. But physically on the courts was at NYU, and I wanted to test my skills on like a real court, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And they're not that friendly when a white guy is just raining threes. I'll say that.
Right.
Nobody's really that friendly, and like, Jesus Christ, man. Whenever somebody calls a charge, I have a fucking problem with that as well.
Mm-hmm.
It's just not a thing that men should do, especially grown-ups.
Taking a charge in a pickup game is awesome.
It's not. It's not awesome. You're the worst human being on the planet, and you deserve to die. So,
no, I agree. No, charges in general. But
this leads me to my point. I think this guy probably called a charge, and that's what set this off, because that's the one thing that'll set off anybody on a court. When somebody calls a charge on yourself, and you're like, don't be that fucking guy. And then he did, and then somebody popped a trunk.
Yeah, he got, he's like, you want to get down? You want to flop? I'll keep you down.
Yeah, I think you guys are trying to relate to this a little bit more than you should, right? Like, this guy got shot.
Yeah.
And
dead.
Three other people got wounded.
I think he deserved to. If he called a charge,
okay,
and then came back and killed the like, guy, it's justified.
I love how you guys are like, when I was in college, I did the same thing. It's like, no, you fucking didn't.
No.
Can I show you how they should bury him?
Sure. Go for it. Yeah.
Here we go. Rob, there he is. Nice. Taking charge. Yeah.
Nice.
Rob,
nice.
He's hungover, but he's still bringing the thunder today.
He is killing it.
It's a bad day. This is the two times I'm best on the mic, most creative. Number two, a little saucy, a little drunk.
Yeah.
Sure. Number one,
hungover, because there's nothing. There's right. nothing
What
here.
Time today do you think you might pop a seltzer? Do you know what I mean? How long can we wait?
Started, yeah.
Who knows,
what's
man?
Your over-under today? Because
it's noon right now, like... I personally would have already, but maybe a two.
I'm seeing where this takes me, you know?
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Okay.
He's riding this train.
Yeah, for sure.
Also, Jesse.
Yes.
I have been threatened with gun violence on a basketball court before.
Really?
Okay.
In Delco?
In West Philadelphia.
Orlando.
Well, okay.
And how did you, and how did you squash it?
It just never happened.
Hmm.
Yeah.
All right.
It was, you know, post-grad. We had a basketball team for Golf Channel. We had like a 7-footer that was on the practice squad for the Orlando Magic. And then we just played a bunch of like former D-leaguers or something. I don't know. Like semi-pro guys. And they were not happy with us and then threatened violence.
They threatened. But did you see a gun come out?
No.
Yeah. Yeah.
Of all the sports to get fucking all hype over. Like, right? What? It's basketball. Like,
So the only time I've had a gun pulled on us personally, and it was... Me and my buddies were, I was in a car, and they were ahead of me, and they had cut in line at a Taco Bell at like 1:30 in the morning. Mm-hmm. And that's a no-no. And my buddy deserved that.
Uh-huh.
Now, no shots were fired,
right.
And we were able to get out of there, but mm-hmm. I understood it. Like, that's another place that you can't do it. You don't cut the line at Taco Bell at 1:30 in the morning.
Mm-mm.
He did it, not me. So, like, I was in another vehicle. Mm-hmm. He was just ahead of mine. I saw the guy he cut off get out of the car with the gun, and I was like, oh, shit. Oh, he deserved it.
Yeah.
I was already prepared for him to die, and I was like, well, you don't do that.
RIP, bro.
Yeah, you're that fucked up. It's 1:30 a.m. Mm. at Taco Bell. You do not cut the line.
Right.
Okay?
Right.
I understand you want the crunchy wrap taco supremes, but...
Bill.
Can't do it.
Bill, now this one I haven't heard before, but he said I had a Glock pulled on me on the fourth green of my regular course in North Carolina.
Oh, Jesus.
Golf?
Yeah.
Golf shootings?
Come on.
I mean, now that needs to happen more.
I don't think it's ever happened.
Those are the softest fights, is when like the group in front of you is like super slow. You might hit into them or whatever.
Playing through.
And then like, whenever you see a fist fight on a golf course, it's always hilarious.
Now, fist fights.
It's drunken white dudes usually.
It is, yeah. And then fist fights, I've seen that a lot.
That makes sense though, because you're pissed off when you're playing golf.
Yeah.
All the time.
Always angry and probably drunk.
Yeah, drunk. Angry, hot, tired. Losing.
It's slow play will do it. Slow play makes you want to kill the people in front of you. Mm-hmm. I understand it. Mm-hmm. I understand mm-hmm. it for sure. One thing I don't understand today, like, we get fucking dinged on all of these social media outlets for everything, right?
Right.
I mean, literally everything. I put a meme up the other day about acid. And it was, if God's not answering your prayers, come to him. Mm-hmm. And it's a guy taking LSD.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, show up at his door. That's what
something,
the,
yeah.
Yeah. It was really fucking funny. And they were like, drug use, you're promoting it and whatever. And I was like, it's a meme. Like, it's fake.
Right.
Obviously, I'm not planning on seeing God tonight.
Sure.
All right.
Sure.
Now, Tommy Lee, I don't know if you follow him, but.
I do now.
Yeah, you do.
Because he's whoopsie daisy posting some things.
He put his full entire dick.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
No, like, black box, no nothing. He put his entire dong on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
It's still there. Yeah, you can pop it up right now. It's
was it
still
Facebook
there.
Or no, or it's Facebook. Snap.
It's Facebook. Yes, you can post that. So we have blocked it out for you guys. However, you can imagine what it looks like without the black box. That is, it's still on Facebook, and it's been on there for 19 hours. His full dick out. Full dick. Full right. nude dick. We have right. blocked this out for you guys and for YouTube. I wish we didn't have to. You know how much I love a good dick pic, and how much I would applaud Tommy Lee's dick. Can't do that because we're going to get nuked, but he hasn't. This has been up for 19 hours. And he had a fun, flirty caption on Facebook about his dick, and I thought it was...
I think it literally just said, oops.
Yeah.
Didn't it?
I think it might have.
The I funny took a, things I took a were picture the of it. Comments
yeah,
so after.
I'll show it to you. Yeah. Yeah. It just says, oops.
Holy shit. I mean, yeah. So what they were saying, too, is there's a lot of people and a whole generation that never saw that tape, right? Never saw the video,
right.
Didn't really know what he was working with and what the whole hubbub was about. Like, oh, sex tape. Like, a certain generation is like, everyone makes a sex tape. Who cares?
Right.
And now I think they're like, oh, I get it now.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
And because of the success of Pam and Tommy on Hulu,
yeah,
because it did very, very well, crushed in the ratings. Good. I'm sure it'll be nominated
like
for all the things. I didn't
good.
Want to either. And it was amazing. They really knocked it out of the park with that one. I think he has embraced everything that has gone on. So after this dick pic, I went back through his post. Ever since that series aired, it has been a bunch of like series of dick pics, or he's drawing a dick. His new guitar picks have dicks on them. Like,
well, I think
he's really leaned into it.
Well, let me kind of give another perspective on that. He actually never shied away from it, and it never affected him in the way that it affected Pam Anderson. And I think that was kind of the main point of that movie, right? Is like, it doesn't affect him. He has a huge dong. He's a fucking rock star.
Yeah.
Nothing in his life was affected by that video coming out, except for the better, right? For her, and especially at that time, it was like, slut, she's losing roles, like, she doesn't get to do any of the stuff that she wanted to do. I mean, look, she is Pam Anderson, but still, it never affected him. He's just back, you know, people are just finding it again.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
He never shied away from it. He never was like, oh, he only was doing that because she was so pissed about it.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, not to be a feminist, but he only good things happen for him from that.
And then the other part of it, too, that I don't think anybody realizes is Motley Crue was so big. And that was when album sales and tape sales and all that stuff, like, you actually got the money for it. He is unbelievably rich and has a huge dick and is a rock star. And there has been a resurgence of all of these nostalgic bands. I saw a stat yesterday for touring acts currently.
Mm-hmm.
Motley Crue was like number two. Mm-hmm. And on his feed is like the stadium. I mean, they're all sold out and they're still massive stadiums. Yeah. So it's not like he's playing, it's, you know, Stubbs Barbecue down the street.
Right.
He's still selling out arenas.
Yeah.
I mean, it's incredible. It's incredible. By the way, breaking news, Serena actually lost today. So she's out of that tournament. Wave to the crown.
Oh.
Shit. She only got a couple left. She's going to retire.
I assume it's all warm up for the U.S. Open, I assume.
Yeah, one would imagine. She'll probably really go for it there. But yeah.
She fucking wins.
So do I. It'd be fun. It's a great story. I think it'd be fun. The rest of the girls
and
that
I
are.
I think that would be great to go out like that.
And it'd be great for tennis, and more importantly. because she is a blast to watch.
Yeah.
For sure. And the other girls that are coming up, not really anybody who's cutting through the pack that's that interesting right now. She's a blast. Now on the dude side, golden age of tennis. It's great. It's fantastic, and that's fun to watch. But half of those guys will be out. Nadal, Djokovic for the vaccine and everything. Kyrgios, our boy, dude, he might win that fucking thing.
Nah.
Ah, he just won the tournament last week.
I don't care.
He won singles and doubles, bro.
He's mentally useless.
No. He'll do. I think he might do it. I think he might pull this off at the U.S. Open. I'm going to look at the odds on my book.
I want him to make a run. I want him to make a run.
Yeah, I think he will. I'm high on him right now.
It's going to be something boring like Medvedev.
Is he playing? Did they didn't ban Russia?
No, I think they're not allowed to have their flags next to their name.
Ah, gotcha. So. Gotcha. Well, there's a lot of things that are illegal, and Dane Cook might be doing one of them.
Yes. Now.
What the fuck?
Dane Cook. I think the point of what I'm going to go into is, like, you know that feeling that you've always kind of had about Dane Cook?
Uh-huh.
And, like, it's always just been kind of like, there was a second where he was okay, and then people just kind of, it's just been a long career of, like, I don't know about that guy. Not really sure.
Yeah.
Just don't really like him. So the first thing that happened was he posted about his, Bob, if you want to pull up. So he is engaged to his longtime love.
Great.
23-year-old.
Whoa. How long is the love?
Exactly. So everyone was kind of like, hope it's not longer than 5 years,
so
right?
I actually haven't seen a picture of her. Do you want to post it? Put it up on the screen, Bob. I haven't seen the picture of this longtime love. Okay, sure. Did she just graduate or?
He's 50 now.
He's 50,
right?
Yeah.
So there's this writer, Tracy Egan Morrissey, that kind of has been doing a deep dive on him and sort of trying to let people know that he has these Hollywood and has had these Hollywood game nights at his house for years. And what it is a bunch of dudes that are around his age, 40 to 50.
Oh my God.
And all the girls that are there that come and are invited are anywhere from 14, 16, 17. Very rarely are they 18. And it's just a bunch of older dudes and young girls, either up and coming actresses, models, people that, like, if Dane Cook says you're cool and asks you to come over, you're very flattered.
Female wise or male wise?
It's all the girls are 14, sure. 16, 17, sometimes 18, 20. All the guys are 40 to 50, older.
I think I know one of them.
I'm sure you do. So when he posted about this
girl
and then
though.
Had to keep saying, we didn't do anything until she was 18.
Yeah.
This girl, thankfully, before he wiped his Instagram, had been already, like, taking the screenshots and showing that she was, like, 17 when they were dating. And Bob, I sent you that article.
Has this game night been going on for, like, a number of years?
A number of years. They have, like, game night memories from 2016. And earlier. And it's just, like, the weirdest fucking shit. He's just like, yeah, we just fucking game. This is my home girl. He's got, like, his arm around a 14-year-old and oof. Is going to get ice cream with 16-year-old Amy.
What's her name?
What?
Amy what?
It's some, like, whatever. I'm just, like, going through what Bob's going to, like,
put up. Had Joey King, the actress, yeah. When she was 16. Yeah, Game Night Memories 2016.
James King?
Jamie King.
Jamie King, yeah.
Joey King.
Okay.
When she was 16. And so you kind of, like, go around the horn. All the girls that go are very young. If you see the guys...
Zoom
we've got
in.
Some salt and pepper. We've got some balding. We've got whatever. And they just, it's video games, right?
They're holding this guy's holding a deck of cards.
Yeah.
Right here.
Okay. No, this is games like Parcheesi.
Oh, okay.
Pictionary.
Yeah. Okay.
Shit like this. All right. There was a dude that I know, famous actor, who would go to these game nights once a week. Right. And mm-hmm. I was like, all right, cool, man. What's with the fucking game night? And it was like, mm-hmm. I was like, what are you playing?
Mm-hmm.
And he went into it. It was like, oh man, it's fun. It's like Pictionary and things like that, or we'll watch old movies and just kind of snuggle and have a movie night.
Yeah, so that picture, Bob, of him having ice cream, just like posting.
The guy
having ice cream
that
with
I know that I think was at this is Dane Cook's age.
Mm-hmm. So it might have been at this. So
is that
this Emily girl?
Is that his lady right there?
Yeah.
That's the one he's engaged to?
Yeah.
Okay.
And so that was them getting ice cream.
This is when she was 17.
So young.
17 years old. Oof.
And then, so like captions are so fucking dorky. Like, last night we assembled an elite group of gamers and unleashed hell and humor on each other. We also ate pizza, screamed, and accused each other, and sometimes hugged way too much.
Who is the 14-year-old?
Picture, Emily Lind.
Yeah. This chick here,
that's her today.
I guess more recently.
More recently, but she was at his house with his arm around her, like in the group photo, when she was 14.
Yeesh.
And
what's funny is I heard they would play a game. It was just like life-size mousetrap. And, yeah, you know, all the women would just end up in a cage.
Right?
Yeah.
Like, this is why I'm kind of talking about it a little bit, because I do think this is where everyone gets vindicated, kind of, with Army Hammer, right? Where I was like, you know that feeling you have about Army Hammer where you just can't quite put your finger on it?
Yeah.
Well, here you go. This is what it is. So I think that, you know, and look, we're cool with a 50-year-old being with a 23-year-old, right? Like, fine. You're rich. You're Dane Cook. She's fine. It's fine. But I think when 16? You started dating at a younger age, then we get into like grooming of it all, right? Then we get into like, oh man, you knew her when she was younger, so, and you feel flattered, you're 17, you're like, oh my gosh, like, of course they want me there because I'm like so much smarter and cooler than my other friends and like way mature, so like obviously like I'm just like really funny and they like me. That's why they want me there. Right. So like in her mind, that's what she's thinking. She's just so fucking cool that the 50-year-old comedian just like thinks I'm awesome.
So
and you don't really understand that.
Two things on this, right? This was a storyline in You, second season with Chris D'Elia.
Yeah. With D'Elia.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Was he doing, maybe he was doing Game Night.
Yeah, they were all at the house.
I think all things are based on.
And then the second part of this is the dude that I'm talking about, like, he kept talking about it every week, right?
Mm-hmm.
He's got this game night. And I was like, oh, that sounds like fun. I was like, I'll go. Like, you know, it was me and my buddy who had introduced me to another director. And he was like, no, we've had the same friend group forever. It's just kind of us, you know? Uh-huh. And I was like, oh, but he was super shady about it.
I bet.
I did not know this was a thing now. Holy shit. This makes tons of sense now.
Tons of sense. Fuck. And then, and the fact that you're not even, the fact that it's kind of just so blatant and just kind of like,
yeah,
like putting these pictures out like this, like you clearly think there is nothing wrong with it.
And Dane, this is on Dane Cook's Instagram?
Yes.
It was. He scrubbed it now.
Since he posted, or since somebody reported, like I think he posted on Instagram and someone picked it up, and either Entertainment Tonight or someone was just like, long time love. And everyone was like, I think the comments after probably prompted him to be like, oh, people are onto me, right? So he like cleared it out. But again, thankfully, this girl, this writer has everything and has been kind of following it for a while, because I'm sure she was. And the other thing is, all these girls in the picture that have gone do not follow him anymore, and he doesn't follow them.
No.
Okay.
Which means there was something fucking weird, and they just decided to be like, I don't want him to contact, like, I don't want to go to the game night anymore. Like, I just don't want to follow him anymore.
Even if nothing happened,
yeah. Thank you very
creepy
much.
Creepy as shit.
Yeah. Even if nothing happened, thank you very much. Because they are drinking, they're hanging out. Yeah. Like, it's just weird. And it is weird because when you are a certain age and you think about hanging out with a 17-year-old, like, for me, even you guys probably were a lot younger, think about hanging out with a 14-year-old right now.
Okay, there's nothing
you should,
in me.
You that... should be like, I don't know. We're going to be drinking and shit. Like, let's just have, right? You should be like, I don't know if I want to go to a party with a bunch of 14-year-olds.
I've
I just
never
don't.
Been to a party with a bunch of 14-year-olds. That's the difference, though. So, like,
that should be these guys kind of like, that doesn't, but, unless, what, Giorgio?
Say it, Giorgio.
What, Giorgio?
Say it, Giorgio. Have you been to one of these parties? That's what it looks like. You're backing away from every camera right now. You've dated some people that are questionable. With braces.
What do you want to say, Giorgio?
Yeah,
roll
you
your little
say?
Ass in here.
Yeah. Go ahead. Wow, this
it's an
is
audio.
Yeah,
it's an audio show too.
Bro.
It's an audio show too. What's up?
Christ.
What's up? What's
in,
up?
I guess in some communities, 14-year-olds hanging out at adult parties or like mixed age parties is kind of common because of like sports or science or the arts.
Absolutely
in ways.
Not.
What community?
Scientists are doing this?
What community? Nope. Say the community. Say the community. Say the words. What
lots
community?
Of lots
oh,
of
lots of them. Lots of them. There's one community
EDM.
I can think of.
EDM raves.
That really loves that kind of stuff. One community.
Yeah.
What? I'm not going to say it, but you know what I'm saying. You know
the
what
arts community, the acting, the thespians.
Mm-hmm.
And?
Sure. Yeah. So,
say
yeah,
it, Jesse.
We're just like, you know, guys that all, you know, are attracted to the same type of gal.
I'm taking his mic.
Some communities. Now, listen. And then this also goes back to, and you know, Demi Gelato, I hate to bring it up because she just constantly trolls me, but her new song is about the age difference between her and Wilmer.
Okay.
Valderrama.
Yep.
When he was 29 and she was 17. And like at the time, she was like, this fucking awesome guy likes me. Now she's 29 and she's thinking about it in that way where you're like, if I were to hang out with a 17-year-old right now, like that would not be fun. Like, what was that about? And that's kind of what she's sort of exploring now because she's at the age that he was at.
I could hang out with a 22-year-old right now and it would not have fun.
That's what I'm saying. And that's, I think, would be the normal. And again, if they're at a gaming party, if they're just there, I mean, there may be some of these guys that were just like, well, he invites fucking 14-year-olds and I just kind of don't talk to him. But
so
but
like,
I don't know.
With Wilmer, I did a movie.
It's just questions. Questions I'm asking before it comes out. And I just want to be the one that said it first.
I did a movie with him. I used to play softball with him too. It was always questionable. It wasn't just Demi Lovato.
Yes, and I think that's going to come out too, which it is sort of in the blind
Lindsay
a little
Lohan
bit.
Lindsay Lohan was underage when he dated her
too.
When he started dating her.
Yeah,
because we would be
it's
like, hey, how old is that one? Because
mm-hmm.
that's close.
Right.
It's close.
Right. Giorgio was going to say something. I think he was going to defend
Devil's
it.
Avocado.
Sure,
oh,
please. Let's defend.
Devil's Avocado. Jax has a soccer teammate and their family throws a party, like a game night party. Invites some other families from the team, some of the kids from the team.
Uh-huh.
There's also a 14-year-old other child that they have there. You know,
yeah.
You're technically at a game, like their parents are throwing a party, a game night party, where there's 14-year-olds. There's also 7-year-olds.
Giorgio. That is not at all what's happening
nope,
here.
Not even
what's
close.
Happening here is a 50-year-old childless single man is inviting all of his other childless single older dudes over and then providing the only girls that are there, Giorgio, the only girls are from 14 to 18. Now you defend that.
Well, hey, he's giving them pills and booze.
He's saying,
some Jesus
if
juice?
I have a soccer party and one of the friends of my child
has a
14-year-old sibling.
Yeah, that is a negative, Ghost Rider. That pattern is definitely
you and
full.
Dane Cook would get along,
man,
friend.
I'm going to...
Would you? You would have gone to one of those parties.
Okay. What if it was the coach of the team was a single dad and a history teacher and he was 50?
Absolutely not.
He would not be on the team, my friend. That's not how this works. I let him
sure
be on
isn't.
The team of, I am way too, probably to a fault, way too into true crime, right? And way too into that moment where I go, if they just would have been a little bit more vigilant about the weird fucking single childless dudes that hung around their kids, we might have prevented some stuff, huh?
Is 14 too young to get drunk?
No, but it's too young to get drunk with no one else, like with only
older dudes
around.
Yeah.
Yeah. Is it
older dudes around?
Should your high school sports coach give you alcohol at 14?
Here we go.
Oh boy!
Now we're getting into This is what Giorgio does.
Grappling with
the past. So he just like has a fun little conversation, and then he asks for a friend.
Sure.
If
it's okay that a grown up gave you
his
liquor at 14.
Childhood
yeah.
trauma is normal.
Smirnoff Ice.
Oh look!
Oh boy!
Look,
it goes down smooth.
I got fucking wasted with my acting coach at a young age. I thought it was because we were all just fucking cool. It is what it is. Nothing happened.
Were you the special one? Are you like the most talented one? They're like, okay, well, you can like stay after.
So I thought,
you could spend the night or the weekend. Yeah.
So I thought.
That's what they want you to think.
This one wasn't. We actually know who it is, and it wasn't that way. But, you know, it was still
questionable. Sure.
Like, yes, I have, right? Like, hung out with. Should I have? Probably not, but nothing bad happened. So like, I don't know if anything is happening at these parties. I'm not even saying that. What I'm saying is like, he is engaged to one of the girls that was 17 there.
Yeah, that's creepy.
And does that mean that she was the only one that he liked? Or does that mean that she was the only one that ended up going the distance? I don't know.
It's a tough one.
I'm just asking questions.
Sure, and you should, Japes. I got to put some chapstick on for this.
Giorgio's just...
I am aghast.
Giorgio's going to go get on BetterHelp now.
I am aghast.
Yeah, do we have a promo code for that or something?
Yeah.
Sure do at BetterHelp. Speaking of which, we do have sponsors that put this show on the air. Can you hear me if I just lean over out of the mic and tell you who this is?
Who, what is? The friend that went?
Yeah. I don't think you'll be surprised by it.
Are they going to be able to hear?
No, they
are
won't.
Are the mics going to pick it up?
I don't think they will. It'll be too far away, right?
No, the mic will pick it up.
Just go like this and lift it.
You're on air. No, we can hear you.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Great. GhostBed.com/drinkingbros. Could you really hear me?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Boy. No, you know. Things happen on there when you're live, and that's life. Look. Yeah, think about it.
I think I'm thinking of something else. Somebody else.
Sure.
Now I know.
Yeah. This was a thing. Hmm. I was a thing, and I was like, why is it so secretive? Why is it so secretive? Because there was adult parties out there that were poker matches, underground poker matches, and those were all adults, and everybody was raging.
And
that was
that's
fine.
Where I would
but
want
to go. But the game night shit was not. Where it was like, oh, why is that so secretive? Nobody can go, huh?
Games.
Yep.
Because it's games.
Just fun games. We're going to do karaoke tonight.
Who likes to play games? By the way, I fucking hate playing games when I'm drinking. Like, if you go to someone's house and they, right? Why
game
can't we
lame.
Just fucking be adults and talk shit about our kids or our spouse or whatever it is and drink and fucking have a good time? Why do I have to also, like... do trivia or like come up with something or I just don't like it.
Taylor Flanderell gave me a 10. He says, gonna need a picture of that hog, brother. I am on the cusp of being banned from all social media. I've already lost my Facebook. It's already been deleted. I would love to throw up a dong pic on IG, but that's gonna be like if the seltzer sells, you know, and we're global and all that shit, then yeah, that'll probably
Taylor
be my last
wants
post.
A picture of your dong?
Yeah. He asks every day, and I'm fine with it.
Asks every day.
Yeah. So he's asked the last 3 days.
Okay.
Know that I am fine with it, and I would love to go full Tommy Lee.
Sure.
I just can't get banned now because I'm not as rich as him, and that's the
fucking
thing. But that might be my walk-off.
Oh, your farewell
just
pick.
Like, yeah, dude. Goodbye social media, and that'd be fun. Because then I don't have to do anything after that. I'd be like, oh, why did Ross get banned?
Your Jeter walk-off,
super
dude.
Rich off seltzer, the seltzer king, and then he fucking hogged up. Right on IG and then left. Like everything was banned. It was tied to everything. His Twitter, his Facebook, all the things.
Right.
He got banned from all the social media platforms. GhostBed.com/drinking bros is a great place to buy a mattress so you can have a game night of your own. out there with consenting adults, though. All right, man, what a weird day.
Yeah.
I didn't know anything about that story. And then when you said, I was like, wait a minute, I think I might know somebody who's there.
Now, creepy. Look, again, creepy. We don't know.
I'm sure it'll come out though.
Asking questions.
Sure, it'll come out though. Shit. If you got all this shit on him,
maybe
the rest of those people are, I'm sure.
Those pictures have been out since 2016. Nobody said shit.
Well, I don't think anybody was looking then. That didn't really start until 2018. And Dane Cook also hasn't come back until now. He just started doing interviews, what, 6-8 months ago? So it's like, oh, hey. And then you post in People magazine that you're engaged to your longtime love, who's 23. How long was it? Start to tally up the years there. And again, Ghostbed, it's a great mattress to play some games on, some Twister. Put the mattress on the floor, play some Twister on it, you know?
Right.
Just some innocent hugs and some fun on a nice mattress. You get 30% off everything in the entire store with the promo code Drinking Bros at checkout. Fill it up all the way to the top so you can't see anymore. Get the weighted blankets, the pillows. Pillows are amazing. Cooling pillows. You won't say God damn it on those things. They're so cold. You feel great. Cooling mattress, all the things, put it in there. 30% off. Now, if you want 40% off, you got to get the bundle package, which is the adjustable base and the mattress combined together. We have it. We've had it for years and years at this point, and we love it. I can't go back. I can't go back without an adjustable base anymore.
No, we're all done
with that.
No.
You will be too if you get it. USB ports on the side of that bitch, flashlights, everything. It's incredible. It's got a remote control that does literally all the things that you want it to. It's great. Super easy to set up too, and I'm terrible. I'm a horrific handyman. Some might say handy capped. Nailed it. 50% off the 3D Matrix mattress. That's delivered by Lawrence Fishburne right to your house.
Wow.
Boom. Right to your house. He's going to bring it right to your house and then set it up for you. And that's a fun thing. Comes in a box. You can just drag it into your room so you don't have to have a bunch of dirt bags running around from a store in the back of a rented U-Haul van trying to drop off a mattress from some store down the street. Don't do it. One, the mattresses are shitty. Two, do you really want a mattress in the back of a U-Haul for whoever God knows these people are that they hired for 1 hour? You don't. Go to ghostbed.com/drinkingbros today at checkout. You'll see a 60-month pay-as-you-go program at the bottom. No interest if you have decent credit. Check that, and it's applicable with all the deals that I mentioned. You can walk out of there with a brand-new bedroom set for about $25 a month at ghostbed.com/drinkingbros. Next up, Jabes, I believe we got the old monk pack today.
We do. Do you even monk?
Bro, we're out of them here. We're out of monk packs in the office.
They're just hidden.
Has Giorgio got them?
We got a bunch, yeah.
Yeah.
Shut up. When did they come? Where are you guys hiding them?
They've been here.
They hide them. They ration them.
You guys hide them.
They ration them.
I haven't seen them.
They ration them to you because you like to say that everybody else eats them, but you actually.
Oh, yeah. Boom.
Oh, now you're monking.
Now you're monking, dude.
Now you're monking monk packing.
Honey nuts. So these are the keto ones. They've got the keto ones, which is fine. There's, I mean, shit, 2 or 3 carbs, 2 sugars, something like that. I mean, that's
all their
it's the best snack there is.
Yeah, all their snacks are actually keto. They just have different, they have like granola bars, nut and seed bars, cookies. Everything's keto in that it's 2 to 3 grams of carbs. And each bar or cookie or granola bar is 150 calories or less.
Great snack. The only problem is they're so tasty, you end up eating like 3 of them at a sitting.
But it's
they're
fine.
So good. I know.
Because
they don't have any calories or sugars and carbs.
It's one of those things that if you're feeling like you want something sweet, you need a snack instead of grabbing something that...
The coconuts, cocoa chip is great. And then the caramel sea salt is my favorite. Those are 2 of my jams. When you go on the site, get the variety pack. That's when I first discovered these guys. I got the variety pack and I was like, ah, shit. And then you can order individual packs and all that other stuff. And it's super cheap there.
Yeah.
It's crazy. Best tasting in the business. I live and die with monkpack.com.
It's one of those things you want to order and just have at your door. Because when you go to the grocery store, depending on when you go or if you're hungry or whatever, you're not going to get probably the things that you should. So these are going to show up at your door at the exact moment when you're like, there
right,
you go.
Right.
I should have.
20% off your first purchase of any Monk Pack by visiting monkpack.com. Enter the code Nooners at checkout. To get started, just go to monkpack.com. That is M-U-N-K-P-A-C-K.com. Select any product, enter the promo code Nooners at checkout, and save up to 20% off your purchase. Monk Pack is so confident in their product, it's backed with 100% happiness guarantee, Jabes. So if you don't like it for any reason, they'll exchange the product or refund your money, whichever you prefer. Last but not least, hardafseltzer.com. Let's go, fam. This is it. I think we're down to 30 days of the original flavors. So if you're going to get them now, that's it. I know our next run of the new flavors is September 19th. So you've got to get these while you can. Two of them will be gone. And then on the next round, we'll kind of take everybody's feedback. And then the foursies we go with will go out to the world in millions and millions of cans. Hopefully, if one of these investors drops, go to hardafseltzer.com. Go to that store locator. Bob, how many stores? Still in 69?
Are we still 69?
Do we tell them to stop at 69?
No, we'd like them to
still
continue
69. Let's go, brother!
We should tell them, like, you can add them.
Oh, what,
like,
was that top store there? I don't know where Siveryville, Tennessee is, but big
casual
fan.
Point.
Yeah, look at that. Interstate Liquor, Shifties. Go down to Shifties in Tennessee. Get all the things. Old Fort Beverage. Do it. And if you're in North Georgia, head on up to Chattanooga. If you're in Little Rock, head on over to Memphis and grab some of these. If you're in Kentucky,
Warrior
head on down to
wine.
Clarksville. Yeah, Shifty. Where's Shifty's at?
I like
Scroll up.
I like a Warrior Wine. That's
Brentwood, Tennessee. Is that that total place? Yeah. What is Shifty's?
Shifty's
in Murfreesboro.
Murfreesboro.
Yeah, there we go. Colonial Liquor, Sam's Discount and Tobacco in Nashville, Frugal McDougal. That's my favorite one in Nashville, by the way.
It's old school.
Everybody
like
knows
that.
Frugal McDougal. Head there and do it. We got, 41 states we're shipping to now. So if you're like us, even in Tennessee, I got to get the shit shipped to the house and the fucking office. Every cent, though, online goes back into opening up a new state, so the regular price. Somebody posted a thing from Total Wines. It's $17.99 there at all the stores in Tennessee. That's what it will eventually be around, you know, every store once we're able to go out to those. Right now, we're just trying to ship it right to your house. Shipping some in for the Ohio State Notre Dame game. Richard Danoff, I'll call you after the show if he's watching to chat about that and where to send those. But we're getting them sent here. Go to hardafseltzer.com today. Get them shipped to your house. 8%. We only ship by the case. So the whole neighborhood can party or have a game night. Just an innocent, fun game night with 8% seltzers. No carbs, no sugars, no gluten. If you give a shit about that at hardafseltzer.com. Jabes, somebody said I was on the mic and they could hear me.
That you were?
Yeah.
Everybody said that they could hear you.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll burn this episode. So.
Well.
Can you pull up TMZ, by the way? Bob, there's a football player named Marshawn Lynch. I think you remember him as Skittles. People would throw Skittles into the end zone every time he scored a touchdown in Seattle. He was a fun player. He got pulled over for a DUI in Vegas, and this is the greatest mugshot maybe of all time.
Oh. Been there, brother. Been there. Love it.
Man, if you're fucked up, let's go for it, right? Let's really go for it, and let's, like, that's the mugshot you want, I think.
Sure. Where was this? Sorry? In Vegas? Why are you driving?
I don't know. And that's the other thing is, like,
Since I moved away, I don't think I've ever driven in Vegas.
Henry Ruggs just crashed he's going to be in prison for life in Vegas for driving in Vegas.
Why are you driving?
Why? There's so many options. Just walk outside and get a cab or a limo, an Uber. You're Marshawn Lynch.
You're rich enough. Have a fucking driver with you, bro.
Crazy, dude. Crazy, and his
car,
the tires were missing and shit. So, like, whatever he was doing, I mean, he was fucking trashed. So, who knows?
The only reason to drive in Vegas is if you're going to the outskirts, the shady parts, the whatever. But if you're like on the strip and going anywhere around there, why are you driving? Why?
Yeah. Not really sure on that. Not really sure on that at all. By the way, Beto is making headlines here in Texas.
Mm-hmm.
Called somebody a motherfucker yesterday at a rally.
Well.
Completely justified, in my opinion.
Yeah.
And
we don't love a Beto, but.
Hey, Beto.
But
hey, Beto. If he has enough of these viral moments, though, watch out. Fuck. You can play it. He called this guy a motherfucker.
He was talking about Uvalde. This guy was laughing,
not the place to do it. I'm also, by the way, Republican or Democrat, I'm not a fan of people showing up at other people's shit just to heckle them. Like, I don't get that at all. It's like a comedy club to me. Why show up to heckle what you're there to see or other people's enjoyment? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
it's not like a rally is super fucking fun unless it's a Trump rally. Those goddamn things were out of control. So much fun.
So what is this? Are we hearing it?
You can play it, Bob.
I'm going to make sure that now 11 weeks since we lost 19 kids and their two teachers shot to death with a weapon originally designed for use in combat, legally purchased by an 18-year-old who did not try to obtain one when he was 16 or 17, but followed the law that's on the books, ladies and gentlemen, that says that you can buy not one, you can buy two or more if you want to, AR-15s, hundreds of rounds of ammunition, and take that weapon that was originally designed for use on the battlefields in Vietnam to penetrate an enemy soldier's helmet at 500 feet and knock him down dead up against kids at 5 feet. It may be funny to you, motherfucker, but it's not funny to me, okay?
All right, you can stop it, Bob. But in the moment, call somebody a motherfucker that quickly.
But how he said it, too, like, he got very, like, he got...
Well, here's the
thing.
He
got probably, like, how he is in real life, and we're just like, maybe funny to you, motherfucker, but...
Well, here's the thing. He's always been a pussy, this guy, right? And so this was one humanizing moment for him where it was like, oh, maybe you're different at home. Who fucking knows?
I don't know, but I liked it.
This has got a gajillion views right now online. And I was like,
I liked the moment, regardless of whatever, but I liked that moment of like, as soon as he heard it, just fucking going after him.
Right. And I don't know, anything he's saying about guns is probably fucking untrue and ridiculous, but who fucking knows? But
either way, if you're running, no matter how you think about it, I think he's just literally saying the facts of what happened.
Maybe. I don't know. But with that, you string enough to viral moments like this together in today's day and age,
mm-hmm.
I think this Texas thing will be a lot closer than we think. I really do. Because wheelchair, you're not going to have a viral moment from wheelchair, right? Unless he enters the X Games, which would be fucking rad. Let's see Governor Abbott go down a ramp and then, you know, a couple mm-hmm. trippy loop-de-loops,
mm-hmm.
and you're fine. But right. Yeah, because typically most of these governor races aren't that sexy, but they're all doing like massive news shows. Stacey Abrams from my home state, it was on like Good Morning America or like Meet the Press. And I was like, what the fuck are we doing with governors now? I guess.
Well,
I guess.
Becoming a lot more important because they're putting everything in our
yeah
hands.
But now's the time if you're gonna make a push for shit like this, which is what I said the other day with the Trump thing, when the raid, I mean, that's all everybody wants to fucking talk about right now. Jesus Christ. That's kind
not
of
me.
Of it. And we're not here because we've addressed it a couple times on the other show, but it's just fucking endless right now.
Mm-hmm.
Sucking up the news cycle once again. That guy. It's crazy.
Yeah.
It's crazy, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
You got a crime corner today, Japes?
Oh, I do.
Oh, look at you.
Started with the crime corner, ending with a crime corner.
Crime corner!
So man allegedly uses stolen excavator to rip up a Salt Lake City store parking lot. So I love this kind of shit. It reminds me of Tread. That guy that like turned a type of thing into a tank and just drove through an entire city. But anyway, so a man was arrested after police say he stole an excavator, drove nearly a mile down the street, and started ripping up the ground at a grocery store parking lot in Salt Lake City. The incident happened just after noon on Saturday, according to Salt Lake City police. So according to the news release, the excavator was left running at a job. So there's so much construction happening right now, like outside of our...
Oh, yeah. I think about that all the time.
On our street, whatever.
Austin, yeah.
And like they do like...
Leave the keys
They in. Leave the keys in. This one was running, and I guess someone went, you know, was doing something or lunch or whatever it may be, and this guy just jumped in it and drove a mile down the street in it.
Yeah.
To a parking lot and just started ripping it up.
It's amazing.
I love it.
So do I. That guy's a hero.
For a couple reasons. I'm sure it was like either outside his house or he saw it all the time or whatever's going on. But he was just, you know, the theft didn't go unnoticed. According to the Salt Lake City PD, crews from the construction site saw the suspect take the excavator and followed him to the grocery store in the area. Where he began randomly digging. It wasn't immediately clear if authorities were contacted when the equipment was initially stolen, but a police statement indicates the incident wasn't reported until after the suspects started digging up the grocery store.
Yes. I love all of this. I love Killdozer. Remember, that was the name of it, Killdozer?
Yeah, so that's what I was talking about. The documentary is called Tread, but it was...
Should have been called Killdozer.
Well, his... Yeah.
It was great.
I think that was a lot of the headlines, though, like at the time.
Oh, yeah, I think
they put that on.
That's the nickname for that
Bob,
incident.
What was the name of that guy? If you just go to Tread, but he was a hero.
An absolute hero.
Mike
Tapia just gave 69.69 and said, I believe Giorgio was touched by an angel. Wow.
Well,
was his name Angel Hernandez? Yeah, like, what was his last name?
I knew an Angel Hernandez as a child, yes, but I watched the shit out of that show.
Oh, touched by an angel? Oh, I bet.
Yeah,
I bet.
And Seventh Heaven.
Well, we all watched Seventh Heaven, but for a different reason.
Mm-hmm.
That, you know, the dad turned out to be into child porn on that show.
Yeah.
Yeah, they didn't nuke it from syndication. If you wonder why you don't see Seventh Heaven reruns anymore, that's it. He fucked over that whole cast by child porn. Child porn. I watched it for Jessica Biel.
I'm going to say, Logan, it's Marvin Haymeyer.
Well, that was the guy's name for Killdozer?
Right.
Yeah. Maybe. Mad Marvin?
I think so. But anyways, he kept trying to like get stuff done in the city and like needed permits for things, and they were just fucking him over. And he finally was like, all right, cool. Built this tank and went to all the places like City Hall. Like, didn't hurt anybody, but
I think
like
they ended
made
up taking his business, and that was the final straw.
Something like this, and just kept putting like roadblocks and, you know, slowly taking everything away with, you know.
Big fan of that doc.
Bureaucracy.
It was awesome.
Yeah, it was really good.
It was awesome. I like when people...
He did go crazy, but you kind of like got it.
But that's the thing.
I
like when people go crazy for the right reasons.
Sure.
Like the Britney Spears crazy, like I'm not a fan of that.
Right.
It's not even really that funny because you're like, oh, that's a mental breakdown. A man of binds, shit like that.
Yeah.
But this guy, completely justified where it's just like, fuck you guys.
Because I think we can relate to it. Besides actually going the extra mile to build the tank and follow through with it.
Yeah.
The point that got him, whatever got him to that point, we can understand.
Oh, yeah.
Where you're just like, oh, my fucking God, you just get, you know, turned down the bureaucracy of it all, like needing permits for shit, getting shut down, getting things taken away. And you're just like, you know what? I'm going to fucking kill you.
Yeah.
But he didn't. Yeah. He just caused some problems. You caused me problems. I'm going to cause you problems. You're going to have to rebuild your city hall. Sorry.
Oh, yeah. Somebody said Andrew Ball says, he goes, I could 100% see Ross in a Killdozer incident. Oh, 1,000%, dude. If I hit the breaking point, I'm going all in and it's going to be hilarious. Like, I want a sweet story out of it.
Right.
Speaking of which, it's the 4-year anniversary of Bebo Russell Sky King.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, RIP. Oh, I got a DM about it. So, yeah, dude, that's kind of my dream. Like, if shit really went south,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, dude, you might as well go out in a blaze of glory because you want something. I don't want to go to jail. Like, I want to die during whatever the incident is.
Okay.
But you want something that your kids can get a good chuckle out of and be proud of later in life. Of like, why did your dad die?
No.
Killdozer? Oh, shit. Was that your dad?
Yeah.
Fuck, dude. We love that guy.
Yeah.
He was justified. That's great. Mm-hmm. I think if it's justified and you go out like that, absolutely. 100% go for it. Somebody takes your business away unfairly, or you know, you always see these like weird squatter situations.
Yeah,
where it's like, oh, so and so, they've been living in my house for 8 months. They won't leave. I can't go in with a gun or whatever.
You can't do anything about it.
You can't do anything about it. If somebody went in and was living in your house, and then you went in and murdered all these people, like that's justified to me. Where I was just like, all right, great. They deserved all of that. Like, fuck up the whole house, light it on fire.
Right.
It'd be sweet. Mm. But yeah, something like that for sure, Andrew. Like that's 100% how I'm going out. You know, things go south. Yeah, brother. I don't know what it is though. I haven't thought about what it's going to be. So I want that. I want to make that clear.
Hmm.
Like I haven't reached the brink where that has even entered my mind of like, all right, what is it? What is it going to be? What's your final act? I don't know what that is. Dan Holloway on Drinking Bros has got a good one where he wants to suicide vest at a surprise party or right outside the windows at the Today Show.
Yeah.
That's the best. Like, and that's awesome.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Who? Mm-hmm. Right in front of Hoda and Jenna
Bush.
Where
they're waving at the thing.
Oh dude, that would be amazing.
He told me that. That was pretty funny.
It's great. Yeah. That's a great one. But yeah, I'm not sure. I definitely want to do some damage. I don't know about a suicide vest for me personally, because then it's just me. Like, mm-hmm. I really want to affect whoever had done me wrong, you know?
Sure.
Like that fucking pool guy, right? If that thing had escalated, then it's like, yeah, like taking a bulldozer to that guy's house.
Yeah.
For sure.
Right.
Like, that would be a blast.
Right.
In a residential neighborhood. Fuck yeah, it'd be a great time. Mm-hmm. Are you kidding me?
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of people like that. But mostly, it's just the cyclist thing. That's what, you know, because we live in a city where bicycles take more precedent than actual cars.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm starting to notice it more and more, and I don't know if you are, but in Austin, there's a fucking bike lane on, like, highways and shit where you're like, man, we are going 75 miles an hour down here. Are you sure you want to put that bike lane?
Right.
I don't trust people from not just texting and being like, ugh.
Mm-hmm.
You ever see somebody just swerve just a little bit in front of you and you're like, man, if somebody was in that bike lane right now, they would have gotten run over.
Yep.
Yeah. That's what I think of. Even our mailboxes out there, a little too close to the highway for my
taste. That whole turn in there. I mean, I'm just going to give a blanket, you know,
warning
you
to whoever comes here.
A blanket RIP to whoever fucking gets rear-ended on the way in here, because
not rear-ended. I think it's going to be on the way out.
Gotcha. Yeah. So I like try and slow down, put my blinker on like a mile ahead, because I'm like, I'm about to make a really sharp turn while you're going 70 miles an hour behind me. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, because we are on a highway. And it's great because of you know, the location and everything else, but that it is dangerous where you're just like, well.
I think it's more dangerous that way than turning out of here.
Depends on what time of day. You got to cross the highway and go left.
Yeah, but at least like, yeah, anyway.
Yeah, it's a tough one, Jabes.
Anyways, you know? I just, yeah.
It's a tough one, Jabes. By the way, to continue the streaming thing that we were talking about last week, like HBO and all those guys, Disney actually reported record subscribers yesterday, blew it out of the water last night, and now they're going to raise their prices.
Disney?
Yeah, Disney's going to raise their prices
again.
Yeah. It's getting to the point where cable television is just cheaper now. Can we just go back to cable? Thank God, by the way, the other announcement yesterday was the Big Ten ended up signing with CBS, NBC and Fox. It was going to be Apple, and I just can't do it. I can't go to streamers for sports yet. I'm not there. I don't want to tell the bartender to turn on Apple TV. Like, it's too weird to me.
Okay.
So I think they did it to save themselves, and who knows? If all of this shit just keeps going up, we might just go back to cable again.
No, I think that ship has sailed.
I don't know.
No, because cable doesn't
podcasts
have...
are essentially AM radio.
Right, but cable doesn't have the HBOs, the Netflix, the Hulus, the... Do you know what I mean?
But will you need it anymore? Now that HBO is folded into Discovery Plus, Netflix hasn't... They don't have very much that's interesting to me at all.
Mm-hmm.
Will you need it anymore if they start making more reality shows? I know you like it, but I don't know that I would... what am I going to miss anymore? If there's live sports on, I'm good to go. I don't really find the necessity towards it. Last night I watched Hard Knocks. It was the opening of Hard Knocks. Mm-hmm. They picked a shitty team. That's like, they only had 3 wins last year, and I wasn't really into that. Like, it turned it off halfway through.
Do you remember when they picked the Bengals, though, and they weren't good at that time?
But they had personalities. Remember Ocho Cinco?
Yeah.
Yeah. And they're just not doing that right now. So the coach is pretty interesting, but that team is going to be Garbage Town USA. So, I don't know. Next up, the Field of Dreams game is tonight. I will be watching. Is Costner? I don't think Costner and all those guys are going to do it, right?
I don't think they're rolling out the full carpet for round 2.
No.
It's pretty much just for
it's
the first
one. It's just kind of like, this is what it is now.
Yeah. I know he's shooting Yellowstone. So, because my dad had hit me up yesterday, and he was just like, you're going to watch the game tonight. And I was like, I'll pop it on. To this day, that's probably the greatest sporting experience I've ever been to.
Right.
I mean, it was just pure magical, but I don't think going back, because he's like, hey, do you have any interest in going back? I was like, I don't know how you beat it.
Yeah.
Kind of like our trip to the Kentucky Derby a couple years ago when we were on the finish line and we won, you know, collectively $7,000 or $8,000 or whatever it was. I was like, how do you beat this? And then ended up on the cover of the New York Times. Where you're
right.
Like, how do you beat this anymore? I don't know how to beat this, but if you are going tonight and you're in Iowa, like Bill Schofield or any of those guys, well, Schofield got to go in last year. So came in last year, so you're fine. But if you're out there, it definitely is worth it. Like, go. But I don't think Costner and those guys are going to show up anymore. Is Dwyer out there?
I think he probably is. I'm not sure.
What I loved about him, because they did a doc on this the other night on, I think it was Fox Sports. Yeah. I watched it, and he was in it. Dwyer was in it. Okay. Dwyer Brown was in it. He played Kevin Costner's dad in the movie. Great fucking guy. He was on the show. We did the interview for Drinking Bros last year for it, and I wish more of them were into it like everybody else is. The importance of that movie, just overall, to everybody, I think is the funnest part of it. So yeah, I wish Costner and all those guys would go every year. They should.
Yeah,
everybody watches Field of Dreams, you know. Yeah. Everybody's fucking into it. So yeah, I'll be watching tonight for sure. Who is playing? Last year was Chicago White Sox versus the Yankees.
Isn't it the same?
It's the Reds and the Cubs.
Are they any good? Is either team any good this year?
No, they're both awful.
All right.
Whereas last year, both teams were playoff teams.
Bob. Man, you sound awful, man. I mean, you sound... Bob, you sound terrible today. Okay.
About halfway through the show, things started to go south.
We're going to have to give Bob a hard AF seltzer.
That was the hangover I was talking about before, after my closet toilet paper incident. It was like the kind of hungover where you're just like, I'm good, like I'm okay. And then all of a sudden it's like, oh no, I'm not okay. And now I've like already told everyone I'm okay.
Yeah.
So I have to keep it up. But yeah, I feel you, bud.
You're definitely not back. And quickly before we get out of here, one thing I find odd that we talked about a few weeks ago was the Brittany Griner thing. Nobody said a fucking word now. It's almost like that war doesn't go on. Nobody cares anymore. Like, it's strange.
That what?
Nobody's talking about Brittany Griner anymore. It just kind of died.
On purpose. No, it's on purpose.
It's on purpose.
Yeah, because
I think everyone got the message, right? Like,
yeah.
Single
tweet, every single bring her home makes her more valuable to the Russians.
And they weren't saying that really before, but everything I'm seeing now, like, they are saying it more on, like, the morning shows and the whatever. Like, people are urged not to talk about it will make her price go up, basically.
Yeah, I mean, they asked for another guy in that swap, the hitman from Germany, so.
Oh, wait, Bob, can you pull up one thing? Yeah. The guy, the merchant of death or whatever?
Yeah.
Back in the day...
Oh, with the stash and all that shit?
Just like one pic. I just want one pic of
him. Pimpy as fuck, dude.
There's one of him just like
in a
sitting.
Suit. There's one of him in a tracksuit.
Right
too.
There where he's, okay. So he's in a orange t-shirt. That one. I need it full screen.
There you go.
I just need it full screen.
Sure. There you go.
Yep.
Yeah.
You know who it looks like a little bit? Delco.
Delco. Yeah. Holy shit. We said it at the same time. Yeah.
Yeah, you're Delco,
kind of,
there
kind of
you
a,
go.
A beefier dude.
You don't have to worry about getting older.
Yeah,
like,
you're good.
Yeah, I'm going to be fine.
Look how.
Even he goes, yeah, I'm going to be fine.
Yeah, we
fine.
Know. We know.
Sure.
We know.
Sure. Yeah. And that's after being in jail, too. Still able to maintain that. Looks great.
Yeah.
Good for him. You know?
Yeah. The mustache.
And that's a trade that I don't think anybody's going to mind. If you put that pick up like, next to the Brittany Griner pick after the trade, it would be like, all right. The guy's pimpy enough. Nicolas Cage played him in a movie. We're fine.
Yeah, see ya.
We're fine on that. Now, the hitman in Germany, that guy's frightening. I saw a picture of him, and I was like, oof. If that guy gets thrown into the trade, people are going to bitch about that.
Yeah, but aren't we just sending him back to Russia?
No, he's in Germany. He's in a German prison right now.
Yeah, but, oh, the trade is that he's coming back here?
No, so the trade would be that we have to communicate with Germany. Have Germany agree to let this hitman go to Russia, and it's a twofer.
So why do you care?
I don't care.
Oh, okay.
My thing is, though, you have to involve another country. They're going to care. So, because they're not getting anything in return. What's Germany getting out of it? You know? Nothing.
Yeah.
Nothing. If they were getting that Hitler watch back, maybe.
Don't they get like a
that
third,
Hitler watch
don't they
sold
get like
for
a 1.2 third round
the other day.
Pick in the future or something like that?
Future draft considerations? Who knows? Who knows?
Something like that. They put it in their pocket.
Yeah. Hey, Bob, pull up that Hitler watch before we get out of here that just sold for $1.2 million.
It was Hitler's actual watch?
It was his actual watch, and it was in pretty good condition, too. Surprisingly, for, you know, a 75-year-old watch. There it was. And yeah, pop that up on screen. Look at that thing.
Well.
And it had his initials engraved in
really
it, the Nazi.
The Germans make top-notch.
Their craftsmanship is unmatched.
Unmatched, I mean.
$1.2 million that sold for, and they're not saying who bought it.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
I want my name on that.
Yeah, I think that's probably smart.
I think that's low in the watch game, though.
For the price?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
I think the reason why it's not higher, though, is if you do get outed, and it's like, why did you buy that? Because people are pissed off about it. They're like, why? Why are we, you know, doing a whole thing?
Is it wrong if you were to flex Hitler's old watch?
What if you're a rapper? Yeah, if you were flexing on the Frank family.
But like if we were having a barbecue, right?
Yeah.
And I was like, guys, let me just like show you something really like don't just come back here. Don't tell anybody or whatever, but like you'd be impressed.
Right? You'd be like, yo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or if it didn't have his initials on it and you just like casually like had it on.
I was just like, bro.
I feel like he also didn't have any Nazi
flashing it. Yeah.
Every dude's house you go to too at a barbecue, they always do that too, where it's just like, hey dude, let me show you something. Come back in the bedroom. And it's their gun, whatever their prize gun is, you know.
Oh, the
custom grip and the whole shit, and it's just like, hey dude. And they're super proud of it. I think that's one of those items too, where it's like,
yeah.
Hey, you're not going to believe this. I got the fucking Hitler watch. What?
Well,
does
you
it
have
a swastika on it?
You definitely
sure does.
Have to read the room on who you're showing it to, right? but yeah. Yeah.
So 1.2, that's about right. Now, what if it's a rapper? What if it's like Future? Are you in on that, Giorgio? Like, is that a...
What if Modest Yahoo was a flashier rapper and bought that? And flexed and rocked.
And flexed and was like, yo, fuck. No,
it doesn't have that. You can't take it back.
Who's a watch guy? They always go to Jacob the Jeweler and those guys. Who's a watch guy out there?
Okay. Ben could Migos Baller. Wear this?
Yeah. Like if Quavo showed up with it. Yeah.
Right. Like, is he going to pass?
Quavo! Yeah. Would you? Yeah. Be like, yo. I don't know.
Like, is it not insensitive for Quavo to wear this watch?
Yeah. Because that's something you can't put on display, you know, at your house.
Unless it was like a prominent Jewish person, right? That was like, look.
Fuck this guy, yeah.
Fuck this guy, look what I got.
Yeah.
I think that would be the only way that it would go full circle. But.
Maybe.
Anyways.
Go to iTunes, rate the show a 5-star, leave a quick review. Also go to Spotify and leave a 5-star. That's all I care about. The day that I never have to say that will be the greatest day of my life. Don't review the show.
Right.
Don't rate it. That would be the greatest day ever. And then, you know, we made it. We're right. Just like, hey, dude, I don't care what you do. You know,
mm-hmm.
I don't care where you listen to this. I don't care if you're having game night, throw on the show, you know?
Right.
That would be fun and flirty. We had a good time here today. We learned a lot. We laughed a lot.
Yeah,
we
did.
We lived a lot, okay?
We did.
And if you're out there and you want to see some more content, go to Drinkin' Bros Podcast on Patreon. Jesse has a new Crime Corner show up. That went up yesterday. Mm-hmm. And then we also dropped something last night called Child Fights, where we narrated a bunch of children fighting each other. And there's also a couple midgets in there that are in a slap fighting contest.
Sandbaggers.
Exactly. You do not want to miss that. We definitely would have gotten canceled on YouTube. It's funny, the back end of it is either YouTube or Vimeo. And YouTube killed that video immediately. They were like, no.
Yeah.
Vimeo was fine with it, so go there and watch it while it's still up. It's a video, so you got to watch it. There is no audio version of that. You've got to watch the video that accompanies this this madness. I promise you it is worth every penny when you head over to Patreon on Drinkin' Bros Podcast. It's amazing. Maybe one of the greatest things we've ever done in our lives, or the worst. You be the judge. Go to Patreon and check that out now. For Jesse Wiseman, a.k.a. The Jables, I'm Ross Patterson. This is the Revolucion. Oh, buenos tardes, everyone.
And bagger.